Thank you, Bobby. 8:15. It's Tuesday morning. That means it's time to check in with Susie Cloyd, who joins us from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. Asbury Place is a CCRC retirement community, and Susie, of course, can tell us all that refers to those who live at Asbury Place in Kingsport. Good morning to you, Susie. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Doing good. Just fine. Thanks.
I'm doing so excited this morning. So I have this one of your listeners give us a call last week, and I want to say hello to my new friend, Miss Benita. She listens every Tuesday. She came out and spent Friday afternoon with me. We walked the campus, toured some structures, a villa that has not been occupied yet. It's sold, but it hasn't been occupied yet. And I am telling you, she left with glazed eyeballs. She was like, I had no idea. I didn't realize, you know, who would have thought, and so many other just, wow, I can't believe I'm starting this education journey into a CCRC senior living and gathering my facts and starting to build my toolbox. It was so refreshing to have someone come to our campus and really be starting CCRC 101. What is it? Why is it here? How's it work? Where do I fit in? Do I fit in? Will I fit in? And I am telling you, it was after that experience, that new friendship, and that new relationship, that I realized how much this weekly radio show is providing to your listeners, to the greater, you know, Tri-Cities area, and then also to the city of Kingsport, helping everyone 55 plus learn more, live more, and truly anticipate more at Asbury Place at Kingsport.
Yeah, that had to be an extraordinarily gratifying visit with you that the lady had there. Too gratifying to you, I'm saying, because it does actually let you know, as I think you were saying there, that people really get informed a lot about this. And when it comes the time to consider, you know, retirement and where you're going to do it, well, this is just actually priming the pump. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it was. It was nice. So I just wanted to say thank you to my new friend, Benita, and then thank you to all listeners. You know, wherever you're at in your journey, whatever stage and, you know, whatever, wherever you're at in your place, just, you know, always call, email me, visit our website, and just constantly be doing your homework and your search and discovery process, because even though it has a lot of constants, you know, things will always be very constant in senior living. There's also a lot of nice, new, innovative floor plans, trips, education programs, just new ways to me, reinvent yourself in the senior living journey. And so that would be my takeaway point for all your listeners today, is just be open to any possibility that could come your way.
That sounds very good. Let me ask you this, Susie. With the visit last Friday of the individual you're talking about there, did it sort of give you, because she was so old and odd by everything she encountered there, did it sometimes, when that happens, does that give you a new perspective, if you would, new eyes to see Asbury Place?
Yes and no. You know how dedicated I am and how much I love Asbury Place as a company, as a service, as a senior living provider. So I already know what our foundation and our roots are. But then, yes, because I love to be reminded of how we have those offerings and why we have them, first and foremost, why we have them, and then how we're able to constantly be able to produce them, deliver them, and stand behind them. So, yes, I have to say the answer to that question is yes and no.
Well, very good. That's a way to straddle the fence, but yet give a definitive answer, too. Yes. I'm very impressed.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Susie Cloyd with us. Yeah, go right ahead.
So what I wanted to do was just to remind the listeners, you know, with the warm weather coming, and, of course, we didn't let winter and bitter cold weather stop us. We did have a very busy winter season. And now that we are seeing the daffodils in bloom, the crocuses popping up, our courtyard actually coming back to life again, I wanted to remind the listeners of the offerings that we have over the next couple of weeks and months. And so this is what I wanted to remind everybody. And you can go to our website, asburyplacekingsport.org, to find all of these. But a couple that are just really premier events. We do have this Thursday, we have a downsizing, right-sizing event. I have a couple spots left for anybody who does want to come to that. That'll be in our Villa Clubhouse. We will have a lunch served with that. BJ Walsh will be there with her information about housing in the Kingsport Tri-Cities market, and then also two resources on how to downsize, estate planners, moving companies, anybody that can help you with your next steps so that you don't feel like you're taking this all on yourself. We do really have a good process in place, and we want to share that with anybody who comes to this event. So that's called the Right Sizing Event, Asbury Place at Kingsport. That's in our Villa Clubhouse this Thursday, the 23rd, and it's from 11 to 1. So I have a couple spots left, so please, if you're wanting to come and do that, give me a call, and I'll give you the number here in just a second. Then I also wanted to remind our listeners and followers that we will be having the Best in Show Dog Show almost a month to the date on March 23rd, and that's National Puppy Day, so there's no way we could let National Puppy Day go by without our one of our premier events, the Best in Show Dog Show. We've got that coming up. And then in April, we have some really unique events. We will have an open house at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. That's on April 26th. Details to follow, but go to the website. And that's a really unique event to come and learn about options for the assisted living, the clinical option for that 24/7 oversight of a loved one, and also memory care options. And then what I'm really excited about, and I want the listeners to put this on their calendar, is we are having Dr. New with the Holston Medical Group, the region's only fellowship-trained and board-certified geriatrician, treating patients ages 65+. She is doing a healthy aging program for us at Stedman Hill on April 11th at 2:00. This will have limited seating, so reservations are required. You'll see this on our website as well. We love this partnership with HMG, Holston Medical Group, and we certainly are extremely proud to be able to have Dr. New come and talk about aging illness, polypharmacy, preventing medication-related risks, and other things that I know families probably have a million questions. This is the person you want to come directly to the source, Stedman Hill, assisted living and memory care, partnering with Holston Medical Group, Dr. New, to put on this program.
What a wonderful concept, Susie, to be able to pull that together for the benefit of folks who are going to be at that seminar. I think it's a wonderful thing, and definitely the information is going to be valuable beyond words.
Yes.
For the folks who attend there, too. That's fantastic.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I mean, I know I'm always reminding listeners of the events we're having, but, you know, in the next couple of weeks and months, these are instrumental events. These are purposeful events. With the exception of the dog show, we know that has a purpose, but that's 100% enjoyment.
The other
events have purpose. They're a learning process. They're an education process. And what better resource and what better team member to have in your pocket right now than Asbury Place at Kingsport to help you with your process, with your journey. Let us be one of those tools in your toolbox to help you, because we do have unlimited resources as a senior living provider that we can, you know, offer, give to you, provide to you, and allow you to help you make next steps and meaningful decisions, help you make some, you know, get the information you need so that you can make a well-informed decision about next steps in senior living.
Some listeners may have wondered, in attending these very foundational seminars, as you described them there, is there any obligation put on the attendees toward Asbury Place, or is this just really get acquainted and learn more?
There's one obligation. you have to clean your plate when you come to eat lunch.
That won't be a problem.
That will not be a problem, no doubt
That's
about that.
That's your only obligation. Other than that, it's 100% service. It's 100% information.
Okay.
And you can come and gather as much as you want, or you can come and just, you know, stay on the surface and kind of just, you know, observe if you want. But there's no obligation for Asbury Place at Kingsport. What we want you to walk away with is information, education, how do you make next steps.
Excellent. How do folks get in touch with you, Susie?
423-830-8502, AsburyPlaceKingsport.org, and follow us on Facebook.
Sounds like a winner. Susie, take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.